Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Well, that was not dramatic, was it? The Colts beat the living hell out of Buffalo 41-15 in a game. Like, who saw this coming, right? The Buffalo Bills, number one in the NFL coming into this game in turnover differential at plus 14. The Colts, number two at plus 11. Well, the script is flipped. The Colts are now number one at plus 15, and the Bills are plus 10 after turning it over four times. Three picks, two by Josh Allen, one by Mitchell Trubisky. There was a fumble on a kickoff return that TJ Carey picked up and almost got into the end zone. And we haven't even mentioned Jonathan Taylor. Jonathan Taylor rolled today. Jonathan Taylor, 32 carries, 185 yards, four touchdowns running, one touchdown receiving. Jonathan Taylor became, I believe, the sixth guy in the history of the NFL to score five touchdowns in a game, the first since Alvin Kamara did it last year. Taylor was phenomenal today. Give him the ball. Colts fans have been screaming all year, give him the ball. They gave him the ball today 32 times, and it paid off. Jonathan Taylor, even, I was telling my wife, I see he reminds me of Walter Payton. Like, Walter Payton, obviously, very, very special and had a long, long career. Retired after breaking Jim Brown's all-time rushing record. And I said, all Jonathan Taylor's got to do to spark in people's minds that he is Walter Payton-esque is do that kind of stutter step, that kind of hold it. And Jonathan Taylor did it today. Jonathan Taylor, awesome today. Just a beautiful game for the Indianapolis Colts, who have found a way. Look, it looked grim. Am I right? Yes, I'm right. The playoff chances of the Indianapolis Colts looked grim a few weeks ago. 0-3, only, I think, what, six teams, seven teams in the history of the NFL have come back from 0-3 to qualify for the postseason? The Colts put themselves in a position where now it's more likely than not they're going to be the wild card. This is a team that is rolling. They are 6-0-2. Wait. Yeah, 6-0-2 during the course of regulation, right? They lost the two overtime games. But they haven't lost a 60-minute game in a long time. It's been a couple of months. It's been, what, 8 weeks? So, the Carson Wentz, look, if this is how you win football games, beautiful. I wish the weather was like, open the roof. I can't believe they don't have drainage at the Lucas Oil Stadium. Open the roof. If it's sunny, close the roof. Raining, open the roof. I don't care if it's get a Zamboni to mop up all the water. I'll come down there. I will mobilize a troop of volunteers with mops to come down and get all the standing water the hell out of Lucas Oil Stadium if it rains, all right? And when it rains, two times it's rained this year, and the Colts have looked really good. Sadly, Bill Polian always built the Colts to play in the dome, right? Good weather, fast guys, you know. This Colts team is built to play in the slop. And the Bills, the best defense in the NFL, and they knew what was coming. And still, they couldn't stop the Colts. That running game today was awesome. And they put the Bills in a position where they kind of had to press the gas a little bit too hard. The result, turnovers, penalties, beautiful game. All the way around. I mean, it went 11 of 20 for 106, a touchdown and an interception. The only bad thing was Quentin Nelson aggravated that ankle and had to come out of the game, but he looked like he could have come back in, a lot like last week when he aggravated the ankle. He came back in, but no point in that today. They got to sit Carson Wentz for a little bit. Hopefully there's no reason to celebrate Sam Ehlinger getting into the game today and taking some snaps away from Carson Wentz as we kind of look ahead. And we're not thinking about that first-round draft pick nearly as much anymore because, you know, at 0-3, you really thought that that first-round draft pick could wind up in the top 10 or 12, right, next April? Now, it looks like it's going to be in the 20s. And it looks like the Colts are in business in terms of being a big, giant pain in the ass for the rest of the NFL as you look ahead toward meaningful games in January. But let's not, you know, put the cart before the horse. Colts have a lot of heavy lifting to do between now and January 9th when they close the season in Jacksonville. And all of a sudden, a trip to Jacksonville sounds like a pretty good idea. I was giving that some thought this week, and I thought, you know, if the Colts find a way to win this game and continue to play good football, not only against bad teams, but against good teams too, you know what? Jacksonville isn't that far away. Anybody who's driven to South Florida knows how damn long that state is, right? You just cross the border and you're in Jacksonville. It's like driving to Atlanta plus a little bit. Not a big deal. Anyway, that would be a lot of fun. I'd love to have that game be meaningful and be for a playoff berth. Like I said, the Colts have got some heavy lifting to do in the interim. They've got Tampa Bay coming to Indy next week, and then they go to Houston. And then you got the bye week where people are going to be able to get healthier. And that means Darius Leonard, and it means Quentin Nelson, and all the guys who are kind of the walking wounded who are playing Braden Smith, DeForest Buckner. You know, gut it out the next 2 weeks. Maybe you can beat the Buccaneers. And, you know, Houston isn't very good, are they? Maybe, I don't know what the score of that game is. But Houston was up on Tennessee. And then if they win that game, you know, all of a sudden, the division, let's not even talk about the AFC South. But if today they somehow, like, knock that down to a two-game lead, you don't have the tiebreakers, so that's problematic. But you know what? This is, and all of a sudden, like, they're tied in terms of wins, right, with the Buffalo Bills. The Bills still a half game ahead. But now you've got the tiebreaker against the Bills. You don't have the tiebreaker against the Ravens. This all of a sudden got much more interesting. This is phenomenal. I am really, really happy. And I kept waiting, right? You know, it's 24-7. I'm telling my wife, I'm like, yeah, this isn't safe. This is nowhere near safe. Even 31-7. I was like, I don't know, 24 points. They're going to be able to hold this lead? Yes. They were able to hold it. They played 60 minutes, and the Bills didn't. And so the Colts get the win. But those games coming up, Tampa, Houston, and then New England here, those are humongous games. If you can beat Tampa, and you can beat Houston, all of a sudden you're 8-5 going into the bye. A late bye, which is usually kind of not advantageous, all of a sudden would become really, really advantageous. And you got New England the following week. You've got the Cardinals, the Raiders, and the Jaguars. And suddenly, Texans win 22-13. Thank you very much for the update. So maybe there's a glimmer of hope. How about that running game, though? My God. You know, the Bills don't do this. The Bills, before this game, the high watermark for a team in terms of rushing yards against them, 146 yards. That was Derrick Henry and the Tennessee Titans. Today, And this winds up being more than that because I think Ellinger got a run and old number 35 was in there. Feel bad for Marlon Mack not being able to be up. He'd have got some carries today. They had, late in the game, 257, maybe that's what they landed on, 257 rushing yards or 258. And, like I said, the Bills knew what was coming. Absolutely huge. And that's exactly right, William. They found a way throughout the game to continue to keep their foot on the gas and not give it up. Now, they were aided by the Bills who dropped a bunch of balls. I mean, balls from Josh Allen were hitting guys like right here, and they were dropped. And I think that some of the Bills, you know what? You get weather like that, and all of a sudden, a big lead it allows a team like the Bills to start making business decisions and not start hitting as hard as maybe they would otherwise and not holding blocks for as long, and the game just gets away from them as it did today. How about Jack Doyle being the leading receiver for the Colts? 3 catches, 30 yards. That's fine. That's no big deal. Very, very nice. But Jonathan Taylor was awesome. Walter Payton-esque. Colts win. So all of a sudden next week becomes a hell of a lot more fun going up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Lucas Oil Stadium on a great football weekend here in the Hoosier State. You've got on Friday and Saturday all day long state championship high school football. Then on Saturday, you've got the bucket game between Purdue and IU. Hopefully IU shows up for that game at Ross-Ade Stadium. And then you got the Colts and the Bucks right there at Lucas Oil Stadium, where 6 state champions are going to be crowned. And it's going to be Tom Brady, and it's going to be Rob Gronkowski, and that whole cast of characters, the defending world champions, playing a game. If this had gotten wobbly in the opposite direction, and the Colts lose this game and they fall to 5-6, you think, well, it told you. Now they're going to lose to the Bucs, and all of a sudden it's 5-7, and you have no path to the playoffs whatsoever. They get this win, and now you're thinking, hey, you got the Bucs, you got the Texans. Why can't they be 8-5 going into the bye? 4 games left. You split those 4, which I don't think is asking too much, given that the Raiders and Jaguars are 2 of the opponents, and all of a sudden you're 10-7. That's pretty good. And, right, you don't have to worry about a conference record issue, really, because you've beaten beat the Bills, but then the Patriots, right, and the Texans, and this is just so much fun. It's way more fun than I thought. I was like going into today, I thought, well, at least I'm going to get a milkshake, because the post-game, anytime the Colts lose, I go to Sundays down at 79th and Fall Creek, and we do the show from Sundays, and I've got a milkshake in my hand, and it's wonderful. I love it. And if you listen, I told you the Colts were going to cover. I did not predict they would win on the money line, but I told you they were going to cover. If you listened to Ivan O'Idle on Friday, and you went to mybookie.ag, and you invested, you are feeling very, very good right now. Because yesterday, nothing but covers. Today, rolling. Let's go. That's fantastic. Indiana coming up tonight. We'll do an Indiana post game because why not? They play Louisiana. If they lose, we yell. If they win, we celebrate just like we're doing right now. After the Colts win, 41-15 in a rainstorm in Buffalo, on a historic day for Jonathan Taylor, where he destroyed a lot of rushing records, team rushing records, 5 touchdowns today. And if you had him on your fantasy team, as I do on a couple, he scored 53.4 points. That's a lot of points. Tonight, IU Louisiana. Tomorrow morning, breakfast with Kent, bright and early, 7 o'clock. You know what? This is a lot more fun than talking about losses, isn't it? The first month of the season, I was like, my God, 0-3? I got to do this 14 more times. This is terrible. All I'm doing is yelling and moaning and getting all angry. Now, not so much. We'll talk to you later today after Indiana smokes Louisiana.